This is Mike Taylor holding his future in his hands, a chance discovery in the Natural History Museum.
In the world of sauropod paleontology, it's a bombshell, but I will be the first to admit that's quite a small, specialised world.
He'd found an entirely new genus, or type, of giant dinosaur called a sauropod. Like these ones from BBC Television's Walking with Dinosaurs.
Sauropods are the biggest and, I would say, by far the most exciting of all the dinosaurs. They were the big herbivorous ones with very long necks and small heads. And I was going through the bones of various sauropods in the collections of the Natural History Museum. I stumbled across what is now the type specimen of Xenoposeidon. The first time I saw the bone and picked it out the cabinet and looked at it, immediately it seemed to me that this is definitely strange. I couldn't immediately tell what it was. I couldn't say for certain that it was something new, but it certainly didn't feel like or look like anything else that I'd seen before.
The bone had originally been found near Hastings over 100 years ago. You get a flavour of the sauropod being far from a slow food takeaway.
I love that picture because you always see these theropods beating up the herbivorous dinosaurs, and I like to see the tables turned for a change.
A quiet PhD student from Portsmouth University has today suddenly found himself thrust into the world's spotlight.
It's always a delight to talk about sauropods.
Freddie Rostand, BBC South Today.